This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie.
Hi, this is Heath Houck, your Farm Bureau Young Leader from Montgomery County. Montgomery County Farm Bureau farming members receive Farm Week, a free farming newspaper. Farm Week is one of the nation's leading farm publications. Get Farm Week by joining Montgomery County Farm Bureau. For more details, call 217-532-6171 or check our website at www.montgomerycountyfb.com. Or come into the office, brought to you by Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
If you're looking for commitment, flexibility, competitive interest rates, and on-the-farm service, then try Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 95 years, generations of farmers have been turning to Farm Credit for all their farm financing and crop insurance needs. As a farmer-owned and directed cooperative, Farm Credit is there to meet the needs of today's farm families. Whether it's a farm real estate loan, operating line of credit, machinery refinance, or one of our many crop insurance options, Farm Credit has the products farmers want with the service you deserve. Products and services delivered by professionals who know agriculture. It's our only business. Farm Credit brings a higher level of experience and expertise to farm lending, providing better financial solutions for your farm business. Call Farm Credit Services of Illinois today at 800-444-FARM. Remember, 800-444-FARM. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too.
Prepare yourself for the flu season. Michelle's Pharmacy is now giving vaccines, and the best part, no appointment or prescription is needed. If you or a loved one are on Medicare, vaccines will be billed at no cost to you. Michelle's Pharmacy offers influenza, pneumonia, Zostavax, and Tdap vaccinations. Protect yourself today. Get all your vaccinations at Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie. Call 854-4022 or 839-9901. Michelle's Pharmacy, where delivery to your home or office is always free.
And in our farm news on this Tuesday morning, first of all, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat now trading at 8.68¾, up 7¾. March wheat trading at 8.79¼, up 8. December corn now trading at 7.45¼, up 3¼. March corn trading at 7.45, up 3. November soybeans trading at 15.62¼, up 11¼. January beans trading at 15.60¼, up 12¼. The overnight crude oil market, 41 cents higher at 89.74. The Brent crude, 56 cents higher at 112.38. The December gold contract, $1.60 lower at $1,774.10, the U.S. dollar index 0.192 higher at 79.732. On the Chicago Board of Trade Monday, December wheat ended at 861, up 3½. March wheat ended at 871¼, up 2½. May wheat ended at 871¾, up 2¼. December corn yesterday ended at 742, down 6. March corn ended at 7.42, down 6½. May corn ended at 7.36¼, down 7½. November soybeans yesterday ended at 15.51, down 1/2. January beans ended at 15.48, down 3. March beans ended at 15.02, down 11. October soybean meal yesterday ended at 4.78.50, up 38. December meal ended at 472.60, up 14. January meal ended at 467.70, up 6. October soybean oil yesterday ended at 50.48, down 28. December oil ended at 50.93, down 26. January oil ended at 51.27, down 26. December oats yesterday ended at 370.5, up 3¼. March oats ended at 375, up 3¾. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
This is Monday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture. The Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Monday afternoon. Non-commercial selling pushed corn and soybean values lower. Northern Western Illinois grain dealers quoted their corn bids down 6 cents at 716 to 732. Soybeans were steady to 6 lower at 1512 to 1531. Central Illinois grain dealers quoted their corn bids down 10 cents at 727 to 745. Soybeans were steady to 3 lower at 1531 to 1543. Corn bids in southern Illinois were 8 to 9 cents lower at 736 to 754. Soybeans were steady to 3 lower, 1521 to 1544. And wheat was mostly 3 cents lower at 824 to 844. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were mostly steady at 1556 to 1566. Basis was 5 cents lower to unchanged at 5 to 15 cents over the November option. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 488.60 to 492.60. That's $1.40 to $4.40 higher. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were down 5 to 6 cents at 746 to 757. That's 746 to 757. Basis was 1 cent higher to unchanged at minus 14 to minus 15 under the December. Distillers dried grains with solubles was offered at 270 to 280. That's unchanged. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their corn bids 5 cents lower at 730 to 735, with basis 1 cent higher at minus 12 to minus 7 the December. Soybeans ended steady to 4 cents higher at 1548 to 1549. Basis was 1 to 4 higher at 3 to 2 cents under the November. New crop wheat prices were steady to a penny higher at 807 to 811, with basis steady at 34 to 30 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators quoted their corn bids 5 to 6 lower, 702 to 743. These elevators raised their soybean prices 1 to 3 cents, with quotations at 1562 to 1564. Soybeans were 5 cents higher at 821 to 822, and Milo was down 6 at 691 to 692. Contract bids to producers for January delivery for corn at in the northern western Illinois was at 724 to 738. Soybean contracts were written at 1526 to 1536. In central Illinois, January contracts 739 to 759, with soybeans 1539 to 1555. In southern Illinois, contract bids for January delivery on corn 737 to 772, soybeans at 1533 to 1562, and July delivered soft red of winter wheat from 795 to 811. This is Kent McFarland reporting for the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, October hogs ended at 81.47, up 15. December hogs ended at 76.87, up 32. February hogs ended at 82.30, up 30. October cattle yesterday ended at 123.35, up 30. December cattle 126.40, up 20. February cattle ended at 129.77, up 2 cents. October feeder cattle yesterday, 144.82, unchanged. November feeders ended at 146.30, up a dime. And January feeders ended at 149.15, up 15. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
This is Joe Massey with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture's closing livestock report for Monday. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Afternoon Hogs, negotiated purchases of bears and gilts on a carcass basis totaled 3,090 head today. They're trading at 35 cents lower from $75 to $80 with a weighted average of 78.77. And in Illinois today, there was 11,251 head of bears and gilts sold. Primal cutout value for a hog carcass was up 2 cents today at $84.29. Illinois Direct Slaughter Sow and Boar Report, sows traded steady with U.S. 1s and 3s under 400 pounds from 30 to 33, 4 to 5 weights from $31 to $35, and over 500 pounds from $32 to $37. The Illinois Direct Bears and Gilts were higher today from $54 to $56. The estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection for Monday, hogs are at 435,000 on the day. That's down 2,000 from last week and down 1,000 from last year. Cattle are at 128,000 on the day. That's up 2,000 from last week and unchanged from last year. The USDA's estimated afternoon box beef choice cutout values, there was a total of 101 fabricated loads and 37 trim loads. Choice carcasses were up 58 cents at $1.9057, while selects were up 78 cents at $176.42, leaving the choice select spread at $14.14. Thank you. Again, this has been Joe Massey with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, $192.50, up $6.50. For block cheese, $210, unchanged. For barrel cheese, $206, unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending yesterday, $21.05. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for October, $7.24. For November, $7.29. Corn delivered to Scottville for October, $7.24. For November, $7.26. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for October, $15.38. For November, $15.58. Wheat delivered to Scottville for October, $8.08. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield, $7.24. Corn at Scottville, $7.24. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $15.38. Wheat at Scottville, $8.08. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday, brought to you this morning by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. By Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
We know that every minute M&M Service Company can save you on the farm means more time to spend with your kids. That's why M&M Service is your one-stop source for farming, information technology, value-enhanced grain programs, diesel fuel, propane, grain handling systems, and so much more. At M&M Service, they are dedicated to making your time in the fields more productive, more profitable, and more efficient. Because they're a family operation too, they understand how important it is to spend more time with your kids. For more information, visit their website, M&MService.com. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Carlinville Truck Equipment is the one name you need to know for truck and trailer repair. Plus, they have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. For help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, see Carlinville Truck Equipment. You can count on Norm Craze and his staff for fast, dependable service. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 1900 North University, Carlinville. Call 854-6706.
Sunny skies today, high temperatures in the upper 60s. We will have south winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, becoming cloudy with a chance of showers, low temperatures in the low 40s. For tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny and cooler, the high in the mid-50s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, partly cloudy and warmer with a chance of showers, low temperatures in the mid-50s, high temperatures in the low 70s. Right now at the Weather Center, we have south winds at 6 miles per hour, the barometric pressure steady, partly cloudy skies, 40 degrees on this Tuesday morning. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. In our farm news today, on the AM Live program Monday morning, our guest was Angie Eckert of Eckert's Orchards of St. Clair County. She was asked about the weather over this past growing season, and she said it was not kind, but not a total loss.
Well, you know, it feels like a broken record. I'm ready for 2013. It's just been a tough year of hot, dry, then wet. We've had hail. We've had just about everything, it seems like, and certainly will go down as a memorable year for agriculture, but not in a good way.
Yes. Do you irrigate your farms?
We do have several of the crops are irrigated. For example, the majority of our apple crop is irrigated, so it's fared rather well. We did have some hail damage at one of our farms, and so that was a little bit of a problem, but everything else is productive and looking good. We're picking our Fuji apples right now, which taste fantastic, and our pumpkin crop was pretty good. I would say the crop that suffered the most through the summer are the peaches, and they just didn't get the typical size, and it really did stress the trees through the summer heat.
The fruit you were able to get from your peach orchards, did it taste good?
Yes, and lots of folks were saying that it tasted sweeter than any year they can remember, and there's lots of theories about that. If the fruit doesn't have as much water in it, then perhaps it, you know, has that higher sugar content and tastes sweeter. And sometimes I think it's just mental. We want to appreciate it more because we know it went through more of a challenge to produce, and we want to be grateful for what we have. So I think it's probably a little of both.
That was Angie Eckert of Eckert's Orchards, yesterday's guest on the Monday Morning Show. Rita Frazier of the Farm Bureau recently talked to the Klaus family of Triple D Farms near Carlinville, and she reports.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting agriculture news here on WSMI. We continue our conversation with the Klaus family, Triple D Farms, north of Carlinville. We were there this summer talking with David and his wife, Mary, about that family operation and their commitment to Macoupin County and the pork industry.
Yeah, we both grew up in this county. We actually, when we were married, we've always lived between our families, which has made interesting situations in the past. But, you know, it has always worked, and it's nice to have all the family around still.
Raising a family from a livestock farm, tell us about that, what that's been like, you know, raising a family here.
All the kids worked. Every one of them, you know, learned to take care of livestock, learned to take care of animals, learned to rake hay and drive a truck. They all learn good farm values. And when they put in applications for jobs, that's always been a really important thing, that they came from a farm, and people still know that kids that were raised on a farm have great work ethics.
And making the decisions, we talked with your husband about the chances that you guys really took, lots of faith, and those are some big decisions when you expanded, and each of those took a lot of thought and planning.
Yes, it always takes a lot of thought and planning, and the kids have pretty much always been involved in all the decisions. It's always talked about, this is our total life, is the farm. Even though we have a daughter in Southern Illinois, when she comes home, she still likes to get on a four-wheeler and make what we call the loop around the farm and ride the trails. And there's a real love for the land, a deep love for the land.
We talked about your involvement with, like, the county fair and other community organizations. You are involved with a military support group that's very interesting. Tell us about that.
I had a good friend who wanted to get this military support group started in the county, and she needed people. And so since I was her friend, I followed along. It has grown into just a marvelous group. I had absolutely no connection with anybody in the military, and now I have a grandson that's making his second tour of duty in Afghanistan. So it's kind of ironic how things have played out.
Anything else that you would add about where you guys are today, or maybe thoughts for the future?
Well, we wouldn't be where we are today without our family. We're in an expansion project, and we wouldn't be doing that if it weren't that our family's interested in continuing on.
Mary Kloss in Macoupin County, Triple D Farms, will have more details on their upcoming open house next week here on WSMI. Reporting, I'm Rita Frazier.
Thank you, Rita. A number of groups recently held a seminar on beef production, and with a report, here's Melissa Slagle.
Colorado State University, the Center for Meat Safety and Quality, and collaboration of Colorado beef producers through the Beef Checkoff program recently hosted a dynamic one-day seminar to tell the beef production story. Experts from across the country offered their expertise and opinions on the beef industry. Sarah Childs, Colorado rancher, shares her true passion of a multi-generational cow-calf operation.
Our consuming public and just the individual readers and people that generate our society, they're so far removed from actual production agriculture that understands what we do and the significance it has to providing food and fiber for the world. So I think to be able to share that story is vitally important.
Shields says as a small beef producer on her own, she couldn't accomplish what the Checkoff program does.
We play a huge role as a beef producer, willingly and so thankfully have the opportunity to have a system in place that allows us to contribute a small portion of every animal sold. Because in and of itself, a small family rancher could not afford to do that level of outreach on the national radio programs and local television and print media and reaching out to our ladies' magazines and placing those recipes in the hands of our consumers. As a mom and pop outfit, I couldn't do that. But I can contribute my small portion of my production and a percentage of my sales back to that organization that will then carry those dollars so far forward by combining those efforts.
Shields says striking a balance is important in what she's trying to do as an environmental steward of the land.
Truly balance, or just really finding that cohesiveness between what I'm trying to do as a producer, what I'm trying to do as a mom, is really understanding what nature has to offer. And listening to that, listening to what the cattle's needs are, listening to what the land is telling me. If I am overgrazing, if I am abusing either one of those enterprises, and I don't find that I'm meeting their needs, but I'm just going maximum production, maximum everything, it will not last into the next generation. And that's my heart's desire. We are 140 years tradition in our family of being on the land and responding to what nature tells us. And I want that philosophy to move forward into generations to come.
Reporting for the Beef Checkoff, I'm Melissa Slagle. For more about your Beef Checkoff investment, visit mybeefcheckoff.com.
You may have a plan for paying for the holiday presents you'll buy later this year, but have you planned for how you'll afford the higher taxes that will hit most U.S. households if Congress doesn't take action? American Farm Bureau tax specialist Pat Wolf talks about the efforts to encourage Congress to keep those tax hikes from happening. Jonna Miller has more.
Come January 1st, families all over the country will be paying higher taxes unless Congress gets cracking during the lame duck session after the election.
There's every reason in the world to believe that they will do a tax package in December. It will be a huge tax increase if they don't, which isn't good news for most people, and it'll have an impact on the stock market and on our financial situation, and that has a lot of people worried. On the other hand, there's every reason to believe they won't, because they've had almost 2 years now to try to figure it out, and they haven't got it done.
American Farm Bureau tax specialist Pat Wolf says farmers and ranchers who will be especially hit hard by giant hikes in estate and capital gains taxes will be pushing for action on taxes to take priority in the short lame duck session.
They're only going to be here about 3 weeks, and that's really not very long. There's a list of things that they need to get done that's as long as my arm. The tax bill is one of them. The farm bill is another. Dealing with the sequestration is a third. There's a real possibility that they'll not have enough time to do everything. So Farm Bureau has engaged in a grassroots campaign to push the tax items that we think are most important, and that is making sure that we don't have a huge increase in estate taxes or capital gains taxes come January 1st.
Wolf says there's legislation in the works for a one-year extension of the current law.
Just about everybody agrees that our tax code needs an overhaul. But letting taxes go up on January 1st isn't a comprehensive look at our tax code. It's a tax accident. That 1 year is designed to give Congress long enough to come back and do a thoughtful, comprehensive tax reform package.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
In some other farm news, nearly one-fifth of the land in the lower 48 states continues to be in extreme or exceptional drought, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. Drought conditions have worsened in the nation's biggest corn-producing states, Kansas and Iowa, and 98% of Nebraska continues to be in one of the two worst categories. Now 54% of the corn crop has been harvested, but half of the crop in the United States is classified as poor to very poor, compared to 20% last year. 41% of the soybean crop has been harvested, but about a third is considered poor to very poor. The United States Department of Agriculture's National Agricultural Statistics Service will gather data on chemical use from soybean and wheat growers in 26 states as part of the Agricultural Resource Management Survey. National Agricultural Statistics Service Program Administration Branch Chief Chris Messer says the use of fertilizers and pesticides for U.S. crop production is among the most studied topics in agriculture today. He says the survey is conducted to ensure any and all decisions about agricultural chemicals are based on current, unbiased data from the growers themselves. Messer says responding to this survey gives growers a chance to impact product availability for the entire industry. Messer says many industry stakeholders anticipate the results and will use the data as soon as it becomes available on May 15th of next year. The United States Supreme Court agreed Friday to hear a dispute between a soybean farmer and Monsanto over the company's efforts to limit farmers' use of its patented, genetically engineered Roundup Ready seeds. The justices said they will hear an appeal from Indiana farmer Vernon Bowman, who is trying to fend off Monsanto's lawsuit claiming Bowman made unauthorized use of those seeds. It's coming up on 6:33 on this Tuesday morning, and October is Pork Month, and here's your chance to win pork certificates. There will be five winners of $20 worth of pork certificates, but we will only take entries via email. You can email your name and mailing address to randy@wsmiradio.com. Remember to randy@wsmiradio.com. One entry per household. You must be at least 18 years of age, and you're not eligible if you've won something from WSMI in the past 30 days. A random drawing will determine the winners later this week, and the winners will be announced Friday morning during the farm show. So once again, email your entries to randy@wsmiradio.com, and remember to include your name, telephone number, and mailing or email address. Once again, the email address to send to us here, randy@wsmiradio.com. In electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, once again, December wheat now trading at 870, up 9. March wheat trading at 879 3/4, up 8 1/2. December corn trading at 746, up 4. March corn trading at 746 1/4, up 4 1/4. November beans trading at 1569, up a dime. January beans trading at 1566, up 18. And that's all for the farm show on this Tuesday morning. This portion brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.